In case you missed the big announcement last week, Phoenix will host a Democratic presidential debate on March 15th. The announcement speaks to Arizona's new status as a battleground state and some candidates' high-dollar spending here to woo voters. There are still details to be sorted, the venue and really the participants. The debate will come after Super Tuesday primaries in 14 states, which will likely thin the field. With us now to tell us more about what this debate means for the state and the state Democratic Party is Democratic Party Chair Felicia Rodellini. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Mayor Kate Gallego has been working hard to sell Phoenix as a venue for the debate location. Why? Why does it matter to have a debate here in our city?
Well, Arizona is a battleground state, and every road to the White House, frankly, goes through Arizona. So it's an opportunity for our voters in a very important primary on March 17th to hear from the candidates here in Arizona addressing issues important to the West, the Southwest, to our Native American communities. And so it's an opportunity that we think is going to show the energy and the excitement of Democrats in Arizona.
The debate is scheduled just a few days before the Democratic presidential preference election will happen here. Is this going to be enough time for voters who haven't made up their minds yet to make up their minds?
We think so. There's a lot of new Democratic voters, and they have not had an opportunity to sign up for early voting. As we know from the New Hampshire debate, it made a difference in the voters, and I think Amy Klobuchar came out on top of that. So we have the opportunity to address the issues that are important and showcase Arizona.
Have you been given any kind of word from either the Democratic National Party or CNN, which is hosting the debate, that some of those Southwestern issues will be featured, or is this just going to be more foreign policy, broader economic type questions?
We're pushing for those issues. And so I'm hopeful that since Arizona is a battleground state, and our 11 electoral college votes are in play, that they will address the issues that are important to Arizonans.
So we know lots of voters have made up their minds. Polls show that they will vote along party lines, but there are swayable voters out there. What do those look like here in Arizona? How do undecided Democratic voters perhaps be swayed? What are the arguments you think that will be relevant here?
The number one issue is access to affordable, quality health care. And 2.7 million Arizonans could lose their health care because they have pre-existing conditions. Conditions like diabetes, for example, or cancer. So these are very important issues. Health care, public education, preserving our Social Security. These are the same issues that were the values that mattered in 2018 that got Republicans, Democrats, and independents to vote for our Democratic candidates, and they're the same issues that will get people out to vote in our primary.
How influential do you think the presidential campaign, in terms of who's on the top of the ticket, will matter for some of the other races that you guys are focusing on?
Well, what we know is that Arizona voters are incredibly independent, and they will vote for the person who's going to fight for their values. And we believe that regardless of who the Democratic candidate is for president, on the issues that matter most to Arizonans, any candidate is better than the current president. And that goes, that will be very strong and very helpful to candidates like Mark Kelly, who is also polling well and ahead of Martha McSally because he's talking about the issues that matter and how to solve them. And his background and experience shows he'll be a problem solver in the Senate.
Okay, so real quickly before we let you go, Bernie Sanders is in sort of the front runner position right now. We know that makes a lot of centrist Democrats nervous. How do you think he would play here in Arizona should he take this through to the end?
Well, he didn't win the primary in 2016, and there are a lot of independent Democratic voters who want to make sure that we have a candidate that is going to appeal to many different value systems, and I think that he will do well, but I think that it's too early to tell. We have a long ways to go. A lot of great candidates are going to be getting an opportunity to speak, and I think that it's still anybody's victory.
All right. Arizona Democratic Party Chair Felicia Rodellini, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.